In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out. Hi, guys. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Three Stars Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate every single one of you. I am your host, or one of your hosts, Samantha. I'm here with my...
I'm really handsome.
Yeah. The love of my life, handsome. I can say that because nobody else is here for them to go... Huh. The love of my life host, Brad. And with that being said, yes, we are short-staffed today. Our other host had a family situation and unfortunately could not make the podcast. So sadly, you get two of the three stars. And on another sad note, this is our season finale. We are wrapping up season two. But we decided to take a little twist to it instead of just saying... Thanks very much for listening. You know, we'll see you. We'll be back in the future. Or here are our thoughts on these reviews. We decided to go ahead and let you be a three-star podcast host. So we've picked out some reviews. I'm going to read them. We're going to read them for you. We're going to go ahead and discuss a little bit about them. But honestly, we're going to let you give the feedback. And there are plenty of ways to call, email, or social media, give feedback. We do have phone numbers. We do have a website. And then again, we have our social media. We would love to hear from you. We have been asking you guys for 2 years. Give us your opinions. Give us your thoughts. Give us your reviews.
Two seasons, really not like a year and almost a
year
half.
And year and a half.
Two seasons.
Oh, two seasons. All right. But we've been asking you two seasons to give us your thoughts and reviews, and now we're going to hand the microphones over to you. So a little later in the episode, we'll go ahead and give you all of those platforms, I guess, to reach us.
All the options to reach us.
All the options. That's it. That's the right word.
And I'll tell you what would be the most fun if we really want for our listeners to be, you know, like to be... A host style is, you know, we've played in episodes past messages that people have left for us.
We have.
So if you were to go to Anchor and leave, you know, like a 1 minute message on there, then we could go ahead and we could actually play those recordings in a bonus episode where we get people to actually lend their voices and their thoughts to this, you know, this particular episode and these reviews that we're going to read.
I think that's a great idea. Danny Mock, you own a business. I'm calling you out, bud. What about...
He's so busy getting 5-star reviews on his business.
He didn't, though. He actually just sent us a review saying, hey, is my response good enough? To which I replied with absolutely. And I think if you want to point out some other things, here you go. Danny Mock, give us your thoughts and opinions about how you would go about rebuttaling these reviews that I've got listed here. Andrew from 1-Star Reviews in North Carolina? South Carolina? Oh, Andrew, I'm so sorry. I could quickly look it up, but I'm too lazy. Write a review about that.
He's got a podcast.
He
as
does.
Well.
Guys, ladies and gents, there is a gentleman over on the East Coast who does pretty much the same thing we do. His podcast is called 1-Star Reviews. Seems like a really nice guy. Andrew, give us your thoughts and feedback. Be a 3-stars podcast host. I know that I said we'd collaborate. Life has gotten really busy. Let's start the collaboration right now. Come on, give us your thoughts and opinions about these reviews. Tasha, I know you have stuff to say. Amy, let's go. Let's hear it. So there's a few shout outs for you.
And Johnny and Steve and Ben and Cassandra and...
Everybody.
I'm just coming up with names right now.
Well, those are people who do listen to our podcast. As always, please make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Go ahead and give a thumbs up, a little heart. Make sure to share. We blasted a whole bunch of memes on Facebook a few minutes ago. Share them, because right now the topic that we're going to be discussing is extremely vital in what's going on in the United States today. And it needs to be shared with the public. The public really needs to be aware of what is happening in our restaurants after COVID and the pandemic and the quarantine. And go ahead and hit that little subscribe button on any podcast platform that you do listen to us on. So Shall we go ahead and start with an appetizer?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, we're not doing happy hour today, guys. Sorry.
No, yeah, bummer. We have a lot to do today, so yep. We can't drink.
We have to go paint a house, so. Brad, do you want to take the app or do you want to get the main course?
I'll do the appetizer. The main course is too long and I don't read as well as you do.
Don't read so good.
I don't read so good.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. This is from Ocean Prime. They have an overall 4 stars in Denver, Colorado. This is a 5-star review on Yelp. This is this month. This is from August of 2021. We were on vacation and stayed downtown. Ocean Prime wasn't our first choice because it was on the pricier side, but it was one of the very few places still serving dinner late around Latimer Square. I think it's supposed to be Larimer Square.
Yep.
It sounds like it's like a lock in Scotland or something.
Latimer Square.
Latimer Square.
You go over to Larimer Square for your dinner.
I must admit that I kept thinking about the prices on the menu after we ordered and feared we may have made a mistake coming here. But once we were served, the food was excellent. The service was excellent. A great experience. Well worth our splurge.
Not splooge.
Many times I felt let down from going to high-priced restaurants and not getting the value with our meal. I can't say the same was true with Ocean Prime. Highly recommend.
Okay. Do you want to say anything about this?
You know, I'm glad it's a 5-star review.
I wanted to throw one in.
I would definitely, you know, I'd ask for a hell of a lot more out of this.
Me too.
I'm glad that they had a great experience. And we just went to dinner with my cousins.
Yes.
And I actually almost would have wondered if one of them had written this review since they were just there.
It was not that.
But no, but theirs was planned. Theirs was not by accident.
Right.
But my elder statesman cousin said that it was his favorite restaurant ever.
Ever in Colorado. And they come every year, except for last year.
And he's 82 years old.
Yeah. And
so,
what's funny...
Either he's old enough to have forgotten all of his other restaurant experiences, or it really was that good.
That good. Okay, and when he said that, folks, I seriously... We're a landlocked state, and Ocean Prime, I mean, come on, the name gives it away. They serve predominantly seafood. We're landlocked. Our seafood, like... It's sketch.
I'll tell you what, actually, you know, you might think that, but... This came up a couple times now in my last 2 weeks at work at one of my jobs, was how good our seafood is or isn't, or what's the deal with so many seafood options in Colorado. And I got to tell you that a lot of it, because of places like Ocean Prime or Landry's, you know, Landry's has their restaurant down south, and they also... they own and manage our aquarium that has a Landry's restaurant in it. We have a lot of options for seafood right downtown. I mean, we've got Jack's Fish House.
True.
We've got
Ocean Prime.
Ocean Prime. But I'm thinking of where my other job is. We have the Oyster Bar that's right across the street.
Oh, no.
No,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. That always, oh,
I keep wanting to say Colton Gray.
Colton Gray is closed, actually.
No, I know. It's two different types of oysters.
Oyster Bar.
Stoic and Genuine.
Stoic and Genuine. Good job. Right.
So we have a lot of seafood options, and our seafood is very good. A lot of it is flown in daily.
That's what I've heard.
So we actually put... a salmon on our menu at one of my jobs that is flown in from Chile, and it is amazing.
Salmon in Chile?
Yes.
Wow.
So you know how you've got
Chilean
sea bass and right. whatnot. Well, apparently
Chilean salmon.
Right. There's salmon as well, and it is phenomenal.
That's crazy.
It is. I would have thought, but the quality of the seafood that we get is actually really good. You know, we've got Bonefish Grill here too, as well, right?
Yeah,
and they are.
I don't know if they get the freshest.
They actually fly in. A lot of their stuff.
Do you have the proof
daily.
On that? Do you have
well,
the facts?
I remember them telling me when I was there.
Well, of course they're going to tell you that.
Well, I don't think that they're going to lie to me.
Excuse you.
They're going to tell me that.
I've worked at plenty of restaurants that have lied about their stuff.
You think that they're like, they make it a big deal to tell you these things. You think that they would make it a big deal to tell you a lie?
Absolutely.
That
That could be an episode. We could go scour.
You lying liars who lie a lot.
You liars. Pants on fire all over again. So my first thought with when Marvin, our cousin, said that this was the best food he had, I was like, oh my gosh, we're in landlocked state. Please tell me you didn't get sea bass or oysters or anything. He did get oysters. He said the oysters are phenomenal. But then he said his main entree were the lamb chops. And where are the lamb chops from?
Probably here.
Colorado. So yeah. I was like, okay, good. Whew, thank goodness.
See, but you don't like oysters.
No,
but there are a lot.
Disgusting.
There are actually a lot of places around the greater Denver and the greater Denver area who feature oysters.
I know.
Who even feature them for like happy hours and things like that.
I know. You've told me. Yeah. So is David, our brother.
And you don't like oysters, but they are very good.
Ugh, gross.
I mean, you wonder why I'm
like
horny
snot
all the time. It's the oysters.
They look like snot. So we're going to turn the microphone over to you guys. As Brad stated, I'm in agreement with him. I'm in an alliance. I'm in agreement with Brad. I think for a 5-star, this is a really great review. However, there could have been a lot more detail to it. You know, the food was excellent. The service was excellent. Please tell us why. Tell me why. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys be a 3-stars podcast host and give us your thoughts on this review. How would you do it better? What went wrong? I'm going to post these on Facebook, Instagram, so that you guys can also see the grammar that's in it. And
you get to see the whole thing and you tell us, would you know how we rate 1, 2, or 3 stars? Would you give it 1, 2, or 3? Is it perfectly all right by you, or do you want to see more? And let us know what you think.
And I really would like you guys to sit and think, if you were going to Ocean Prime, is this a review that would really sway you to go or dissuade you to go to Ocean Prime from going to Ocean Prime? So give us your thoughts and opinions. Go ahead and be that 3-stars podcast host. We're actually going to move into a different segment. As I stated in the introduction, we're short-staffed, not just on our podcast, but also in our restaurant life. I work for a catering company now. I don't work in a restaurant anymore. I'm not a server anymore, but I still work in the service industry and we are short staff. I have a wedding this Thursday that is a plated 300 person wedding and I'm supposed to have 12 staff on and I've only got 6 right now.
Oh, that's actually an increase because 2 days ago you had 4.
I had 4. It's a 2-day increase and it's scary. I mean, you know, these people pay top dollars for their weddings to be perfect. And you know, mother of the brides and brides, they all get kind of cuckoo and they want every single thing perfect. And when you don't have the staff to execute what you're supposed to execute, man, it's mayhem.
And as the business, you know, like I understand your owners they're still taking the events.
They're still taking the events because like they can't shut down.
Right. They can't shut down.
They can't lose the money.
They can't turn away the business that, you know, I mean, a lot of businesses are making up for the last year
of being shut down. And we have turned away a lot of business.
Having to cancel, right? You've had a lot of events that canceled because of COVID concerns.
Or
restaurants that do outside catering or restaurants in general they don't want to turn away any business because there were days when they were at 10% only outside if you followed COVID restrictions, right? Like
that
insanity.
Really hit hard and it's still hitting hard on the back end of it. So it's not just the catering business. It's all the service industries. It's pretty much every job out there that is service industry related. You think of even the retail stores or even the coffee shops, we are all short staffed and the public doesn't seem to understand that. So Brad's going to go ahead and take it away with this bit of research that he found.
Yeah. I mean, this is, like Samantha said, just something that has been a problem now, you know, since March of 2020. And it's to a point where I'm seeing stuff all the time online and I'm hearing things from people in restaurants. And I'm really just going to talk more specifically about our industry, though it is hitting everywhere. I mean, if you order something from to be delivered through FedEx, where it might have taken a day or two, is now taking that third day or something along those lines.
Longer.
I mean, this is across multiple industries where we're dealing with high levels of unemployment. Right now, according to the most recent numbers, we're at 5.4% unemployment.
Ooh.
And that is millions of jobs, that percentage. So when it comes to the restaurant industry specifically, I guess the point that I'm going to make here is that you need to make sure that you are exhibiting the most amount of patience that you've ever exhibited as a guest, as an employee, as, you know, as anyone going into working around the industry. You know, if things take a little longer or if something doesn't quite happen the way you think it ought to, a lot of it really has to do with being short-staffed. Now, we used to have staffing issues before.
Yes, we did.
But a lot of that, you know, you could just chalk up to irresponsibility, right? Someone didn't show up for work because they were just too hungover or whatnot. But now, if you have that person who doesn't show up because they're too hungover, you're also dealing with that person having been an already short-staffed crew. Yep. Right. So you're supposed to have eight on the floor. You've got six and one of them calls out and they're hungover. So you've got five. So now you've got an eight person floor running on five people. No, that section over there is not open because we don't have the staffing for it. We were at, and this has nothing to do with being hungover. This just has to do with being busy. We went to Dairy Queen the other day and there were two women working at Dairy Queen, and we went up to place our order. Now, there was a line while we were there. So I ordered something, and they were out of it. And they apologized, but it was the look of, I'm apologizing to you. If you yell at me, I'm going to scream.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, and I said, okay, no worries. And I looked, and I said, do you have anything with peanut butter at all that you can make? Sure thing. And they went ahead and did that. Great. Then Samantha went and ordered something. Is there, you know, this is what I'd like. Ooh, I'm sorry, we're out of pecans. Well, shit. I will take this instead. And then our son orders something and they were out of that. And then he ordered something else and they were out of that. Right? Now, a lot of it had to do, and they explained it, they were way too busy. They couldn't even take time to restock stuff. And certain things were discontinued and certain things they were out of. And they apologized. And I said, hey, look, I was like, you have plenty of offerings. I can absolutely find something. And then we tipped. They had a little tip jar out. We tipped. And it was totally understandable that they would be out of these things. And they ended up thanking us profusely for being the nicest people that they had had to deal with all night. And we didn't even do anything other than be understanding and patient about the way that their day had been going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, looking at it from their point of view, it really sucks. It really sucks to say, we're out. I'm sorry, we're out. I'm sorry, we're out. Not just like on one thing, but multiple things. And to have to say it over and over and over and over and over. And I completely understand being a customer and thinking, how can you be out of this?
Right.
Well, let me go back and
let
say,
me clue you in.
Let
again.
Me go back again and let me say, we are short-staffed, not just on Dairy Queen's end, not just Dairy Queen's, Dairy Queen's end.
Dairy Queef.
The Dairy Queef. Not just on Dairy Queen's end, not just on the front of the house end, not just on the back of the house end, but also on the shipment end.
Right.
Trucks, you know, there have been wildfires, there have been mudslides, there have been...
Right.
Storms,
it's that in general, it's that crazy time of year that all hell breaks loose.
Right. We have trucks that have to take 4-hour reroutes on our major highways because there have been landslides that have blocked the highways. There have been wildfires. There was COVID. They lost staff, which means
there's just
trucks,
a tropical storm that hit Louisiana.
That hit Louisiana. Yeah. There are jobs that are hurting for people and can't make their deadlines because of all these natural disasters and because of COVID. And so you need to, I encourage you to tell all of your friends, I encourage you to even tell the people in line who roll their eyes and get impatient to be like, look, calm down. They're doing the best they can. How many employees do you see? By the way, did you know that Sysco and US Foods and blah, blah, blah are having a hard time getting food transported from one side of the states to the other side because of natural disasters, because of lack of employees wanting to drive? Take a deep breath.
And just in general, being out of things, right?
Of things.
We mentioned, I mean, I couldn't get pint glasses at one of the places where I work because they were out. Our supplier was out of pint glasses.
That's just crazy.
And they're a major supplier, which means that and I was talking to our friend Danny just a couple weeks ago.
Danny Mock.
Because he's dealing with supply chain, you know, globally because of what he does. And we're talking, and he says, supply chain is fucked, despite what you may or may not hear, and it will be for a long time. It is hurting. And some of it has to do with unemployment. Not even just some of it, right? Like a lot of it has to do with unemployment because you need people there to, you know, to procure the goods that you need to make products. And then you need everything after that, right? Like you need to get it to where it needs to go, right? You need to produce it. You need to produce the stuff for production. Then you need to produce the stuff that needs to be produced. So, and I mean, like
there's
all
a
along
lot of
the
producing.
Way, there is, and then you have to get it onto a plane, you know, in a box, on a plane, in a truck, on a boat, on a whatever,
on a train.
And I mean,
eat
it
them
need,
here or there,
yes,
and everywhere,
everywhere.
With a fox in a box.
So I don't know if you remember this. So this was a couple months ago, but that one tanker that that went
stuck
sideways in the Suez Canal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That caused billions of dollars worth of stuff to not go through and get to where it needed to go.
See, guys?
Right. I mean, all of these things happen and it causes major issues. So
it's a ripple effect.
So back to the unemployment aspect of it, though. A lot of people were expecting this huge windfall of re-employment, right? That people were like, oh, you know, the pandemic unemployment benefits in the United States are gearing up to end. You know, predominantly they end this, and ironically, they end on Labor Day.
Oh, Lord.
But you're expecting, or sorry, maybe it's the 6th, whatever day that is. But
that's Labor Day.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So you're expecting, oh, well, now people aren't going to have their unemployment benefits and they're going to go back to work. Well, it turns out that may not actually be the case. People aren't necessarily rushing back to work when the unemployment benefits end. There are 26 states that ended their extra unemployment benefits and their extensions early. They ended them in June or July. And they did not actually find that there were huge increases in employment.
Really?
They did have increases in employment, but not actually what they expected.
Wow.
They expected like, oh, everyone's going to have to run back to work. No, actually what happened was people started spending less because they weren't getting as much unemployment because that 300 ended. Uh-huh. And then others just, you know, they had been saving so that they wouldn't have to rush back to work, so that they could maybe take the time to finish their schooling for the degree that they're actually going for.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they were waiting to see if they were going to have childcare or if they were going to, if their kids were actually going to be in school so that they didn't have to stay home.
Home, yeah.
Right? So there's a lot going on that people don't realize that all of these extra things that may not affect you because maybe you're single, you live by yourself, you don't have roommates, or maybe you do have roommates, but you have not had any of those kinds of issues and you go back to work or you never stopped working and none of this stuff is affecting you whatsoever. Or maybe you're like Samantha and I where, you know, we do have kids and, you know, we did go back to work when our jobs were offered back to us right out of the gate because
that was a mistake.
Because even the stuff with school didn't really affect us terribly because predominantly
goodness.
We were home during the day, or at least one of us was home during the day, or we had last year, all year, we had a teenager
to help. And our kids,
they're
old enough. They don't need to be watched. They're pretty independent.
Right. So, you know, we didn't it was fine for us to go back to work. We didn't rely on our kids being in school in order for us to work.
Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff isn't necessarily happening for other people. And really the singular anecdotal experience of how it works for you and it should just work that way for everyone really does not work. It doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
Understand that your world is not the center of the universe.
Mm-mm.
And you and no matter where you go and what you do, all I really am asking is that you extend your level of patience a little bit longer, specifically in the service industry, but take a deep breath everywhere you go.
Yeah.
If you're in line at the DMV, well, I'm sorry, that sucks.
Except for the post office.
You might have to wait a little bit longer.
They've been playing this game for years. Fuck the post office, man.
Why do you only have one person in the window? I see six windows
what
here.
What are you guys doing back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really been tough. And, you know, kindness goes a long ways. You get more flies with honey or bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So, all right, we're going to jump.
You get more bees through your fly?
No! We're going to go ahead and go to the main course here. I'm going to take it away. This is a 4.5-star restaurant, Mr. Oso in Denver, Colorado. This is a 1-star Yelp. Actually, this review was on my birthday, 7/21 of this year, 21.
It's like it was written for you.
It was, just for me. I've probably written one other Yelp review in my life. Liar. But this was something so bizarre I had to share. So bizarre. I've been to Mr. Oso several times, and the food never disappointed. This is solely based on service. Normally, if the service is poor, the wait staff is apologetic and aware of the delayed timing or whatever it might be. My party of 5, parentheses, 4 plus a baby, went to happy hour and had an overall great experience for the first 20 minutes. 2 people in my party ordered the burrata tacos. How do you say that? Burrata tacos? Burrata? Ordered the burrata tacos while the rest of us ordered from the happy hour menu. Those who got happy hour items got our drinks and food in a timely manner. After about 40 minutes of waiting for the birria tacos, the hostess came over to check on us when we flagged the issue to her. She said she would check on it, and when we saw her go to check the computer and then walk up to the server to ask, it was very clear that the server forgot to put in our tacos. We were still patient and waited another 25 minutes with probably one visit from the server to let us know it was the kitchen's fault. After waiting even longer, we asked to cancel the taco order as we had been there for 1.5 hours at this point with a baby and couldn't manage to wait much longer. Our server, Emily T., was obviously annoyed when we asked to cancel the taco order, and on top of that, we were charged an automatic 20% for gratuity when we didn't even get our food. Overall, really poor experience. I would normally have addressed this in a kind of way directly with our server, but given that she avoided us and dropped off our check and ran off, not apologetic even in the slightest, I had to resort to Yelp. I hope if I return again, I will be able to get a different server, as she was not kind. Okay, so the whole point of this episode is to let you be a 3 Stars podcast host.
However, I have some things I want to say.
You better make them curt.
I'll make this particular thing very quick.
Okay, go.
This Yelper?
Yeah.
I have probably written one other Yelp review in my life. Well,
that's bollocks.
If you actually click on your profile on Yelp, you've actually written 7 reviews.
Oh, you found this person.
Oh, I did.
Oh, look at that.
This person has written 7 reviews.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
So when you start out with a lie, then
I'm not going to believe you.
It definitely throws a lot of what you're about to say into question.
Yeah.
And that's an easy lie. Like, all I did was I clicked on the person's review.
Yeah. And then you just click on them.
And then you just click on them.
And you see all the reviews they have. Seven
reviews.
Look at that.
There may be like some truth to this, and I totally understand having to wait.
This
also has a lot to do with what I was just saying about having patience and being understanding.
I want to know how it was very clear that your server forgot to put the order of your tacos in. You know, maybe she did, but how was that very, did you see the tablet? Did you see her tablet? Did you see where the tacos weren't on her tablet? And not only that, did you by chance take a look at the menu to see in the fine print that there's an automatic 20% gratuity added on to every single bill? You did order drinks.
Yeah.
So, and then my final thing, you had to resort to Yelp. No.
Nope.
No, you didn't.
You didn't.
And in fact, your server is not the person you should kindly talk to.
Yep.
It's a manager.
Yep.
So you're full of duty caca.
There's always either, there is someone in charge. In the building.
There should be.
Well, no. So there's at least always someone who is able to step up and take charge, right? If your restaurant is open, I mean, there are times where my manager comes to me and says, hey, I'm going to be doing this thing outside of the restaurant. I may not be back for half an hour or an hour. It's either an interview or I have to actually go and get ice from some other place or something like that, whatever it is. And, you know, I need you to help out, right? Step up.
Right.
If I need to go do a table touch or if I need to go take care of someone something, then I am able to step in and be a not Yelp thing.
Right.
I'm able to step, and someone else also is, right? There's a kitchen manager or there's someone in a key holder supervisor position, something along those lines. You do not have to resort to Yelp.
Nope, you don't. You don't at all. Yeah. All right. So we're going to turn the microphones over to you guys. Please do make sure to let us know what you think of this review. And don't hold back on this person, this liar, pants on fire. Okay, shall we hit our dessert? Hit our dessert. You want to take it away?
Sure. I've never been to this place.
I have.
You've been there, though.
I will tell you in a little bit how it is.
Okay, so it's called Milk. They have an overall 4-star on, and they're in Denver. This is a 1-star on Yelp from September of 2018. The bouncer told me I was too drunk. I had had a few beers, and I did everything he asked me. It was ridiculous.
Is this you? No. Oh. That would have been funny, though. No, I just laugh at this because this is not a review. Like, he said it. It's ridiculous. This is a ridiculous review. And ultimately, look, I went to Milk. I was sober when I went. I was not a big fan. The place is sketches all get out. I've read some other reviews, particularly about a bartender there who seems pretty sketchy as well. I could agree that, yeah, there are sketchy bartenders there. The place is kind of creepy. I got not a very good vibe at all from it. However, the owners of Milk rely on your reviews, and this is not a review, and you just pulled their overall rating, which is 4. This nightclub has 4 stars. That's pretty darn good. You just pulled it down.
Well,
and you didn't tell me anything.
Right. And that's the
thing.
You told me
you were too drunk.
Honestly,
there you go.
And I want to know more. I'm like, ooh, what happened? You did everything that he asked you to do. What did he ask you to do? Right. Was it hop on one foot?
Did he give you the whole, you know, stick your arms out and then touch your nose?
Right, close your eyes, look up, touch your nose.
Did he say, give me the ABCs backwards? You know, like, come on, dude. Obviously you told yourself in all of us in this review, you know, the bouncer told me I was too drunk. Well then if the bouncer thinks you're too drunk, boom, done deal.
Right.
So,
and a lot of that, look, they gauge it based on how you walk up.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So if you'd had a few beers, like, look, just flat out, anytime you want to get into a place, it's okay to act happy, but any slight, you know, over exuberance could end up being, looked at as being too drunk. So, yeah.
I agree.
Tough titty.
Tough titty, said the kitty. And go ahead and leave us your thoughts, your comments, how you would rate this review. I mean, even though it is a plain old redonk, go ahead and give us a rating on it. Let us know what you think.
So what do you think? How are they? We already said that they should send us the voicemails. That would be the easiest way
on
for us
Anchor.
To do.
Yep,
on Anchor.
On Anchor.
So
you just go to our podcast.
Yeah, you go to anchor.fm/3starspodcast and you can go ahead and leave
voicemails.
Us voicemails that way.
You can also call us at 720-459-2033 and leave us a voicemail that way.
You can go to our website, 3starspodcast.com. That's
yeah.
the number 3starspodcast.com.
Yep.
And
you can email us at 3starspodcast@gmail.com, which is the number 3starspodcast@gmail.com. Or lastly,
you can comment on our social media.
There you go. Good job.
I'm like, wait, what haven't we said already?
You can comment on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and put these on there for you all to read, to see the grammar, to see everything, and to let you be the host of 3 Stars Podcast. We do apologize that we were short-staffed today. I'm very sorry about it on my end because I love having Bill on our show. But like I said, some shit came up and we just wanted to make sure that we didn't end the season finale, end our season 2 with a, sorry guys, we'll see you soon. So we do appreciate.
I hope we were funny enough.
We probably were. There's a lot of pressure to be Bill.
Hey, and I just wanted to re-mention again, I did that huge meme drop on being short-staffed.
Yes.
There's probably, I don't know, 10, 12 memes that I threw out there on our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page, and it is 3 Stars Podcast, and share something.
Share
help
it.
Get us out there, and also help get the word out there
yeah.
about being short-staffed. And it, you know, a lot of them are funny. Some of them are serious, but, you know, it's... We're all sharing things all the time, you know, help us out, share something about the industry being short-staffed.
That's right.
Help get the word out about 3 Stars Podcast so that, you know, we
continue with our season.
We can continue with our seasons.
Yeah, yeah, that would be nice. On that note, thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate every single one of you for being our fans, for listening, for sharing, contributing. Please make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Go ahead and hit that cute little like button, that heart button, share, 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 hit the subscribe button, and we'll see you soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.